How about a bend to end the phrase? So the riff is, and again, I'm not sure if that notation at the very end is right, but I put the note. So first you have, that's all pretty easy, and then I put the note 11 in parentheses because you're not really going to spend time on it. You're going to just immediately bend up to the note that would be on 13. Which is the same as 8 on the next string. Does that make sense? So. So go ahead, play. And then don't move. Yeah, good. You're using 3. That's right. Even if you played the note, the same note earlier with finger 4, when it's time for the bend, I would definitely switch to 3. Nice. Good, but try and do it all in one. You know. That was almost right.
Yeah.
But you got the idea.
Yeah.
And so if that's your tempo, then play other stuff first. So play around with it. Nice. There you go, close enough. I like it. Good. So you may not think to end phrases with bends. You know, maybe you, this, I suppose the overall topic is integrating string bends within the lines. Guitarists tend to, and then when you're first learning it, that is, yeah. Then you do the bend, like, you play a line, then you do a bend, you're like, oh, I'm doing a bend, this is cool, then you go back to a line, and over time, you'll be able to integrate them. It's cool, good stuff.